Well, fabulous morning, ACN family. My name is Larry Adler. I'm a regional director out of Maryland, and I am humbled that I have once again been given the honor and privilege to share a few minutes with you this morning that I hope will bring insight, inspiration, and value to you as you start your Thursday, August the 19th. Half over already. Before I begin, I want to give it back to all the leaders who do the mojo calls. Yes, it takes time and effort to find a topic and prepare so all of us on this line can get our mind, body, and soul off to a great start every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So, Javier Paul Bolden in her fantastic mojo yesterday on value made a quote at the end, and the quote was by Mahatma Gandhi. It said, "Your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words become your actions become your habits become your values, and your values become your destiny." So I want to talk to you today about one of those building blocks in that quote, habits, specifically six daily habits of highly successful people. And you know, you cannot build a massive ACN business if you lack any of these elements. Now, we all know that habits can either help or hurt your success in life. Bad habits can fester and grow into a lifestyle that takes you away from the things you want to do. And good habits can help you create a life that's full of action and accomplishment. If you were to look at someone you respect, someone who's successful, like a Miss Leanne Gabriel or a Mr. Owen Solomon or a Miss Donna Perkins, you would see that they spend each day doing the things that help them accomplish their biggest goals. Now, this isn't to say they're perfect, because no one is, but despite the things that are not perfect in their lives, they continue to make the moves that have a positive impact, and it starts with their daily habits. Now, while we all can all study habits, it's meaningless if we don't implement that knowledge. Now, you know the quote says, knowledge is in power, applied knowledge is power. So here are six daily habits of highly successful people, which is what we all want to be, right? So they are habits you can adopt to create and power the life you truly want to live. So if you have a pen and paper, you might want to write them down. So here we go. Number one, successful people plan out their day the night before. It's easy to get off track when you don't have a plan. Without planning what your day will look like, you wake up not knowing what you want to do or accomplish. You take a reactive approach to your day, taking, well, whatever happens, happens, instead of a proactive approach. Successful people spend a little time the night before to give themselves clear goals and intentions for the next day. So when they wake up, they are ready to attack that list. Jim Rohn said, "Don't start the day until you have it finished." So part of my bedtime ritual is to plan out the next day in my passion planner. Life doesn't always work out as planned, but with a plan, you can adjust without losing momentum. Number two, successful people read books to get inspired. Reading is an essential element in success. Books contain so much knowledge. Apparently, Elon Musk would read at least 4 hours a day growing up. 4 hours! And look how successful he became. Look at our leaders. They would not be where they are if they weren't reading, listening, watching, and learning in order to grow themselves. You know the saying, if you're not growing, I hear you, yep, that's right, then you're dying. Now, there isn't necessarily a defined length as to how much time you should be reading, but forming a daily reading habit will expand your knowledge, widen your horizons, and help you on your journey to success in your ACN business and in your life. So personally, I combine reading a personal development book with writing my life cycle every day. I mean, 7 days a week every day as part of my routine. It has become a habit, and I'd be all discombobulated if I missed a morning. The exercise part, which I'll get to next while reading, is part of my morning thing. Maybe not yours, but may I make a suggestion that will get you into the habit of reading? Join a book club. Hey, guess what? There's one starting this Saturday. As a matter of fact, ask your upline RD, RVP, or SVP about it. Number three, Successful people make their health a priority. What you eat and how much you exercise affects every area of your life. Level 10 success begins with your health and energy. Successful people use their exercise as a time to reset and plan. And they make smart food choices that will give them the energy they need to accomplish everything on their daily to-do list. Darren Hardy made a basic food choice observation in his Jumpstart program, based on his book, The Compound Effect, that if God created it, it's good, like fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, etc. If man created it, like in a laboratory, not good. There is an affirmation I abide by when choosing which foods I personally eat and which I do not. It goes, I will place more value on the health consequences of the food that I eat than I do on the taste, since the taste only lasts for a few minutes, but the consequences impact every area of my life and last a lifetime. Making this conscious change in your eating habits and exercising every day, even if it's going for a walk, only takes discipline for a short period of time before this new health habit will be formed. So, I'm a septuagenarian, which means I'm chronologically gifted. Because of the health and exercise habits I've developed over the years, I've been blessed with a vibrancy that allows me to work my ACN business energetically and passionately. Hey, I've got a middle school pool party I'm DJing tonight. Yes, I said middle school. I'm old enough to be there. Well, you do the math. So, what's for dinner? Is the gym or some type of exercise on your to-do list? Choose wisely. Number four, successful people don't get distracted by what other people are doing. Other people's journeys to success can be inspiring. You can learn so much about their mistakes, their victories, what to do, what not to do. But if you start comparing your progress to theirs instead of using their stories as inspiration, you can feel jealous, stressed, unworthy. Successful people realize their journey is unique and can't be compared. So don't get stuck in the comparison trap. Stay focused on your why, the reason why you're doing ACN. Stay in your own lane. Number five, successful people accept that they will repeatedly go through tough times. This is super important because we all intend to build a successful ACN business, right? Well, John 16:33 in the Bible says, in this world, you will have trouble. Tough times are par for the course for those who do big things. They know that's how this world works, how this business works, and don't fight or complain about it. Without difficult times and failures, there is no learning, no growth. They know that nothing worth achieving comes without a struggle. They know there's a difference between suffering and struggling. The Dalai Lama wrote, pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional. Successful people struggle and feel pain, but don't suffer because they are living their lives and pursuing goals that are in line with who they are, what they value, and what they believe to be their purpose or mission. To them, it is worth it. So I love Darren Daly, so I keep on quoting Darren Daly. So on a recent Darren Daly, he said, there is no free lunch when it comes to success or failure. You're going to have to pay the price. You're going to have to struggle. You're going to have to suffer either way to achieve any goal you have in ACN, to live the life you dream about. You must choose the suffering that's right for you. Whoa, you must embrace it and live with it every day of your life. The moment you choose to not to continue to pay the price of success is the moment you choose to suffer the consequences of failure, which is the worst kind of suffering. To be very mindful that the suffering cost of failure is going to be higher than the suffering price for success. So, for instance, if you lack financial discipline, you will suffer the consequences of debt and sleepless nights. If you do not manage your diet or exercise routine, you will suffer the cost of diabetes, clothes not fitting properly, other health-related issues, and you might even die. To live a great life, you must deliberately choose to pay the price of success, or you'll be, by default, paying the cost and consequences of failure. Sooner or later, you will come to the understanding that you must choose your suffering. In this life, we all must suffer. Both happiness and misery require struggle and suffering. None of us gets a free pass on this one. There are no exceptions to this rule. True success is something that is achieved by a minority of people. That is why our greatest challenge and most important decision you need to make is to choose your suffering. In ACN, yes, it is not easy, but it is the suffering that we have to choose of picky people, of getting customers. Sometimes you get rejection. A lot of times you get rejection. That's okay. It's all part of the suffering, but just look at what's going to happen down the road, the results that you will get. So here's your choice, one of two options. You must decide if you're going to spend your life to pay the price of success or if you're going to spend your life paying the price of failure. The choice is yours. You got to choose. The outcomes of life will be in accordance to your choice, and I sincerely hope you make the right call. So lastly, number six, successful people live each day as if it were the last. Listen, life is busy, it's chaotic, and so you tend to want to focus on the future. We all do it. We worry about what's next. But while planning is important, so is living, being fully present. Life is short, and there's no guarantee as to when it will end. Successful people live each day as if it were their last and make the most out of each moment, and so should you. The late, great Steve Jobs once said, and I quote, "For the past 33 years, I've looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I'm about to do today? And whenever the answer has been no for too many days in a row, I know I need to change something." So I say, look in the mirror. Ask yourself that very, very same question. If today was the last day of your life, would you want to do what you're about to do today? What's your answer? Were you planning to go shopping instead of making calls to get customers or business partners? Were you planning to do something else besides working diligently towards your dreams through your ACN business? When you look at what your goal in ACN is, it's common to get frustrated at the enormity of what you're trying to accomplish. But if you wake up each day determined to spend it forming good habits, you give yourself a better chance at success. So use these six habits as a starting place to build whatever a successful life means to you. Rinse and repeat. Have faith in the Almighty, and you will achieve the dreams He has placed in your heart. Folks, thank you so much for spending your time with me this morning. I hope you received value from it. I truly love and appreciate each and every one of you. God bless, and have a super fabulous day.